If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
B-Pod Studios.
Belger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect.
Belger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Special Memorial Day edition from our Star Market broadcast booth at the Boston Sports Grill on Canal Street, right down the street from the Garden. We're brought to you by Budweiser today. I promised your calls, and we'll take them with Ty Anderson. He just jumps on here, a Natalie attired and well-coiffed Ty Anderson joining us here on the show. How you doing, Ty?
What's going on?
I want to talk to the people with us.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Justin in Shrewsbury has been hanging on with a thought on the Bees. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So you guys kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, but I just want to, like, hear your opinions on, like, how important, like, scoring first and getting off to, like, a good start is, especially in game one. The Garden's definitely going to be rocking tonight. So if the Bruins can score, that place will go nuts. And if the Blues score first, like, they could definitely gain some momentum going forward in the game. So I want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah,
so,
I just like playing from ahead. Ty, and you know, Maz had the stat earlier. I can't believe it. They've only trailed after one first period the entire playoffs.
Yes,
I meant to look that up because I heard that on the way in, and I was like, that doesn't sound right.
It's right.
But I will tell you this: to the caller's point, I think it's in four or five out of their 12 wins so far. The Blues, they've scored in the opening 3 minutes of the game, so they come out flying, and they're one of these teams. I think that if you get behind early, especially with your layoff, you could be in trouble here. But I don't know. I think that's one of those things this team should be. The Bruins should come out flying tonight. They have no excuse not to. 11 days off. They've been strong starters. That's Cassidy's biggest thing he preaches, right?
Start on time.
On time start. So that should be something to watch here in these opening 3 minutes. So let's see what happens here. But they should be able to weather that storm, I think.
I just think that's just the way the league is now. The scoring, you know, scoring's up a little bit, but it's still, you know, that first goal is so huge. They trailed 2-1 in the first two rounds, 2-1. They trailed 3-2 in their first round, and they've only trailed after one first period. That is just...
It's bad luck, right? More than anything else, you'd say it's bad luck. It's bad goals.
I mean, that to me is amazing. Matt in Rockland, what do you got for us on the Bees?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just wanted to get on and talk about Tuukka Rask. So I've been listening for the past couple weeks, and it just seems throughout all the playoffs, this guy can have the greatest game in the world, but you guys will still be worried about it. When you play in the playoffs right now, all you do is get confidence. You gain confidence as you go. I don't get how you could say that you can still be worried about two. And you say, oh, well, you know, maybe the magic wears off. The guy's a hot goalie. The stats prove himself. How can you say he's going to tail off as the playoffs go on?
Okay, babe. I'm not sure anyone said he was going to tail off. We asked way earlier in the show, are you fully confident in Rask? Like, is there anything in that little thing in the back of your head that Rask is going to crap himself, which is usually what we've thought for the last 6 or 7 years? Is that gone now? Like, has he, you know, sort of wiped that out for anyone who had those doubts? It was originally asked by this. This was, I think, originally how we asked the question. Who's more likely to be dented or to for the bubble to burst, Binnington or Rask?
It's Binnington. It's absolutely Binnington. I think you've seen shades of that in all three rounds here, and I think Rask has gotten better as each round has gone on. I thought he was phenomenal. When the series shifted to Carolina, they got some goals in game four, but game three, that was all him. That was all him for a good chunk
especially
of that game.
Especially in the first period.
Oh, that first period was crazy.
And yeah. I was listening today. I heard the first few calls talking about pooping pants and, yeah. And you know, a finished
leash talk
load.
Is back.
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
no. A finished log. He's going to drop
log.
A finished
yeah.
log in back of
ridiculous.
The
ridiculous. If you're not buying in now, you're never going to. Like, are you going to wait till game six, the third period, they're up three goals, and be like, oh, maybe he's good now?
So I don't think it's ridiculous, Ty, because – I mean, just give you another example. I mean, were you fully bought in on David Price until he won those World Series games? And did you have a right to sort of say, I need to see it all the way through before I finally buy in?
But I think you hit the Houston series. If we're doing Price, we're crossing sports here. The Houston series, when he got that win there, that's when I said, okay, I'm in now. I think with Tuca, watching the Columbus series, watching his performance in Game 6 in Toronto, I was starting to go, okay, now this is for real. Because up until that point, if you're the anti-Tuca guy, he was crumbling those spots. He would give up 5 on 20 or 4 on 23, whatever you want to call it, and have a bad night. He's had good nights and great nights, and I think it's gotten better and better.
So what I worry about now, though, Ty, is the layoff. Like, and I know, I don't care what anybody tells me about who it affects, who it doesn't affect. It's 11 days. It's like starting over. So my question is, like, don't you almost go back to ground zero? Doesn't it feel that way? Like, that's what worries me, is that there was that pace, that rhythm that they had, and now it's gone. It's gone for everybody.
Well, keep in mind, he had the concussion in the bye week, and he came back, and he was rolling from that point on.
So that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, that was the layoff.
A
concussion, yeah.
Yeah, so he had the concussion in the Rangers game January 19th, I think, and then they had the bye week. So he came back, and he was pretty good for a stretch there. Then he hit the wall. So which goal do you get here? I think he's on like a tour like no other. I think he's on the David Price tour, where he's going to shut us all up. He's going to shut this show up, 2-6. You're going to have to walk in wearing Tuukka Rask's Elite shirts at the end of this run here, and it's going to be phenomenal.
Do you think that's going to shut us up?
No, nothing has ever shut you up. I've only been here for a year, and I know that.
Do you listen to the baseball reporters? Do you listen? We still run the wheel of gutless bums.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
Compared to what Tuukka's doing here, this has been, and you know me, Boohoo Tuukka crew, right? This has been the best that he's ever played, in my opinion. This is better than Chicago, the 2013 run. This is better than when I would defend him. This is the best run he's ever had.
Scrap Jack in Vermont. What do you got for us, Jack? How do you feel about Rask?
Yeah, hey guys. So about Tuukka Rask, if he can't bounce back to his same self that he's been all playoffs from this 11-game break, do you think the Bruins can still pull?
So he cut off. Was he saying if he can't get it back from this 11-day break, would they go to Halak? Is that what he was saying?
No, we're not doing this. We're not. They're going down.
People want to, though.
It's unbelievable. I don't know. Like, there's a certain segment of this fan base that I'm convinced wants Rask to fail. They want to see, because they want to be proven right in their take. They don't actually care about the team winning a Stanley Cup. They want to be, let's see, I told you he's this bum. They're all disciples of you, and I hate you so much. No, they're not going to Halak. Unless Rask gets injured or it's horrific, you know, 5-on-20, back-to-back-to-back, they're not going to go to him. At that point, it's what we talked about in April. It'll be too late. So you got to go down with Rask here.
See, to me, you know, as much as people make it about Rask, some of it's just the nature of the position. You know, I'm sorry, but until, as the caller said earlier today, until you hoist it, forget it.
It's not just, and God, boy, these, I mean, with the persecution complex of these Tuukka writers it's unbelievable.
Thank you.
God.
Well, no, listen, Tuukka has said this flat out. He goes, you're either the hero or you're the a-hole. He said that about the position. It's true.
But it's kind of how we feel on this show.
It's a deal in any sport. Until you win one, you're thought of differently, and that's fair. That's the way it works. You have to win one, then you cross that threshold, and then there you go.
But you don't think that this run has changed the narrative at all? Just slightly.
I think it has.
Not yet.
It's close. I mean, I trust him. I'm picking the Bruins. I like him to be the better goalie in the series, so if you want to say he's earned my trust, he has. But until he's actually skating around with the cup, I think people...
You're still waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's just...
He is.
I mean, I, to me, that's fair. That's not unfair to say that.
Round one, they have three separate deficits. He battles back in each one. Round two, they go down 2-1. He's rattled off 7 straight wins since then, and he's been phenomenal. It's not just the team is scoring and they're winning that way. He has stepped up his game.
It's how he's played in those closeout games, I think, has been the most impressive thing.
What is it, a 980? It's like a 981, I think, now, save percentage in closeout games, which is huge. So... I'm in, and I think the doubters, I think they should be in at this point. I don't know what more you really need to see. You need to see the cup, of course, but this run should quiet you a little bit, I think, if you're an anti-Tuukka guy.
A little bit for now. It's all about the cup, though.
Here's Martin on Cape Cod. Hi, Martin.
Yeah, I agree with Maz. I mean, the break in and of itself is the variable here, not just the Tuukka. I mean, you got to admit, this has been painful waiting for this series to start, like waiting on the breath of a child here. Twice as painful.
Thanks, yeah, man. Right. And we're in labor. Ty, outside of the goaltending, what does the series come down to?
Power play. The Blues have stunk on the penalty kill, I think, at times. I think Binnington has left a lot to be desired in that regard. Bruins are clicking at 35% on the power play this postseason. They've scored power play goals in 4 straight games. That is the key. That is absolutely the key to the series, because You talk about rattling Binnington, getting him moving side to side, whatever you want to do. How can you do that best? On the power play. When you have Pastrnak on one side, Martian on the other, Bergeron on the bumper. I mean, goalies, they're spinning right now when they watch this power play. So that's what that comes down to for me. I would also look at the defense. If St. Louis gets Dunn back, Vince Dunn, that is a big boost for them defensively.
Why? We don't hear much about him.
I just think he's a stabilizing presence back there. You look at some of their other defense when you get beyond Parayko and Pietrangelo, it's a lot of spare parts. And a lot. I think Dunn can be an impact player in this series if he is 100%. He's kind of similar. I think he's similar to Grizzly in the sense that he goes under the radar, but he's an effective defenseman for them.
How come everyone's so down on Bouwmeester? I thought he was good.
I just think they look at Calgary, the disappointment he was there. They look at beyond that. It's just not – he's not what he was 10 years ago. I don't know if he ever was what people wanted him to be. He was always on Team Canada, but he wasn't a great defenseman. He was just kind of there. So, I don't know. I think that's why they're down. I think he has lost a step personally. But, no, Parayko's the defenseman you watch on that team.
Oh,
he's a monster, and he had a great series against San Jose. So, if that comes back, that could be a Muzzin-like matchup, I think, for Pastrnak.
Is everybody healthy?
Yeah, healthy enough. Wagner's not coming back. Miller's not coming back.
How about the maintenance day for Marchand?
Yeah, what was that all about?
Yeah, what do you know? Those guys bust your balls. You got a good rapport with these guys.
Tell us. He just smirked.
Yeah. You did smirk.
Ty just gave us a smirk. You smirked. His lips moved. Oh,
he's
you
got,
liar.
He's got a little bit of... He's playing possum with everybody. This is what he does. He's a troll. He's a superstar NHL troll talent, and I love him for it. But I think he's absolutely messing with all of us right now, because I saw him after the scrimmage. He looked fine. He wasn't angry. You know, I think if you got hurt in a scrimmage, you'd be pretty pissed off. He seemed to be fine, and I just think he's messing with all of us right now.
Just real quick, you mentioned the power play in the Bruins and that being a key. St. Louis never goes to the box. I think they're the least penalized team in the postseason, so is that a concern?
So it could be a concern in the sense that are they going to draw the penalties that they were drawing in rounds 2 and 3? I thought that Columbus, they found a way to make Columbus become unhinged, and same thing with the Hurricanes. You saw Justin Williams and Jordan Staal taking bad penalties. If they can do that, if they can have the wherewithal to absorb the hits, knowing that they're going to get power plays out of it, I think that's a key. Go back to Game 4. I think it was Game 4, maybe even Game 3. Torrey Krug is getting killed by Justin Williams in the first period, over and over and over. And Cassie, in that first intermission, got in that team's face and said, our smallest guy on our team has taken 3 hits and we've done nothing about it. So that means this is not the old NHL where, oh, you send Lucic out there and he beats up Justin Williams. No, he meant it scoring power play goals. So they need to get on the board some power play goals, and I think those opportunities will present itself. This is the cup. These referees are going to call it a little bit tighter, though. I think you saw that last year, and this crew does call things tighter, as you guys mentioned. So they got to have the mental wherewithal to absorb the hits and get those opportunities. But I think they're going to be there. I really do.
Ty Anderson, 98.5thesportshub.com. Look forward to seeing you in St. Louis. I'm kidding.
I will reach across.
There's a joke right here. I'm joking about that. We look forward to your coverage in Games 1 and 2 here in Boston.
Oh, I can't wait.
And we'll talk to you as we go forward.
Absolutely.
All right, folks.
See you, Ty.
Thanks,
see you.
Kevin Weeks, NHL Network, standing by. We'll talk to him next. Don't go anywhere.
It's Felger and Mass, the Boston Sports Grill from the Star Market Booth. Sponsored by Bud Light on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
From the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill on Canal Street, sponsored by Bud Light, it's Felger and Mass. It's the Stanley Cup Finals on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
Now centered, fired, Rask, a stop on Matthews, point blank. Marner shoots, Rask the save, rebound, Rask able to stop the return from Mitch Marner, who's denied. Ennis over the line right side, walks in, shoots, Rask the save, they go blocker again. sent it out in front. Ennis taking a couple of whacks at it. He couldn't put a fork on it.
Marner over the line near side. Goes rink wide. Centered out in front. Hyman to the step on Rask. He drove it at the near post. Rask slid across, made the save.
Generally speaking, you need your goaltender to hold you in there. And I thought Tuukka was outstanding. Had a real good series. Tuukka was great tonight.
Duchesne back in the net. He centered Rask's save on Atkinson. And then Rask again, a blocker save on Atkinson. Now right circle is fired. And Rask a right pad save. Rebound Harrington. Rask a right pad. 3-on-2 the other way for Carolina Hamilton. Center is fired. Rask slid across. What a stop. The two-pad stack. He gets him at the far post. 40's on fire.
Well, it means a lot, you know. I mean, it's so difficult to advance in the playoffs, let alone, you know, make to the finals. So like Bergie said, we need to, you know, really enjoy this, but, you know, realize that we have a lot of work to do.
Jimmy Stewart's look at Tuukka Rask. You can join us at 617-779-0985 as we wait on our next guest. As someone who's bought in, totally sold, is Big Jim Murray. Big Jim Murray, not so worried about Tuukka Rask, are you?
No. I have the utmost confidence in Tuukka Rask. It's not something I ever thought that I would say, and I would echo a lot that Ty Anderson said in the last segment. I think that at this point, in this sample size of this playoff run, he's earned that type of trust. I really believe that. He's gotten better with each series.
Not me. I know. I'm always the a-hole.
It's great.
Lately, I'm always the bad guy. Like, what do you want me to tell you? So here's the thing. You want to tell me that do I feel better about Tuukka than I did at the beginning? Of course. How could you not? I just, you know, to me, until you get through all of it, it can go back at any time. That's how I feel. And so he's had a tremendous postseason, but if he were to have a mediocre final even and they lose, I think it comes all comes right back. And that's unfair. It sucks. You can tell it however you want. Or, you know, but that's the reality of it.
No, and I understand the reality of it, but there are certain things that I've seen during this stretch, specifically that first period of Game 3 where they had nothing, and Carolina is shot out of a cannon in that Eastern Conference Final, and he's just out of his mind, like stopping everything that comes at him. He's the reason that they won that game. He's the reason they've won more than a handful of games during this run.
617-779-0985. Sean in Billerica. What do you got, Sean?
Hey, guys. Thanks for the call. Taking the call. I think this 10-day layoff the Bruins have had isn't as bad as you might think it might be. If this team is this really Stanley Cup caliber team, a 10-day layoff isn't necessarily a bad thing for them because they have time to regroup and basically get healthy. And one last thing, I don't think it's fair if you really say the Bruins have had an easy road to the Cup, because you can't really say that in hockey. Like, it's a 7-game series, so the best team is going to win and advance to the next round no matter what. Football's different with one game. Any team can win any game given Sunday. But
sure, I hear you on that. I mean, I hear you. You know, anyone who gets to a Stanley Cup final has gone through the grinder of the postseason, so it's not like you have bye weeks and tomato can Saturday night divisional games like the Patriots. I'm not. But by hockey standards, based on the class of the league this year, you caught a real good break with how the seedings fell. You just caught a great break. So, you know, they're not going to take the banner down or take the rings away if you happen to win it. That's just a fact, and so take advantage of it. What was the first? Oh, the layoff. So the only thing that gives me hope that they're not going to be affected by the layoff is that they and we and everyone has talked about it so damn much. Don't tell me that for 11 days, all people have talked about, you have an 11-day layoff. You have an 11-day layoff. You have 10 days between games. You got an 11-day layoff. You have 10 games between. When you have a 10-day layoff, the team's coming off a 5-day layoff, the record is X, Y, and Z. When you're coming off a sweep and another team's coming off a deep series, the record is X, Y, and Z. Every single day. How about the layoff? How about the layoff? What about the layoff? How do you think this layoff? And then they're going to come off and come out after all that and still be slow? Like, that's the only thing I think. Like, just to not have to answer the effing question. Have a good first period.
Well, I mean, it could go that way. I just, honestly, I don't know if there's anything they can do to fix that. I mean, you have that much time off. It's only natural for your blood pressure to come back down a little. And then you have to jump in and get right back to fever pitch. And I just think that is asking a lot of any human being at any time. So if they were to come out tonight and play a great first period, would I be shocked? No. But I'd be a little surprised. I would. And so I'm expecting them to have a bad first period. If it's a bad game and a half, Like DuPont said, then they're in trouble.
Forget about it.
Yeah, you can't. This can't spill into game two.
A bad game and a half?
Yeah, and look, a bad period might be enough to cost you the game tonight.
Of course.
So, but if it spills into game two, that's a problem.
That's a big problem.
Then you're in trouble.
Holy moly.
There's no way it should spill into game two.
Let's grab Marty and Sherborne. Hi, Marty.
Hey, how's it going? I just want to talk to you guys. I've been following the Blues since about January. I have a good buddy from Missouri. He kind of turned me on to them. And I just want to say something. I feel it's kind of going unsaid. I think they're a very good team. They're fourth line forwards. When they get going, they really seem to gel. I'm really – this Ryan O'Reilly kid, Tarasenko, Schwartz, those guys, they seem to have, like, a chemistry, kind of like the Bruins. I just want your thoughts. They kind of remind me of the Bruins a little bit where they just gel. They have a good charisma. I really dig it. You know, I'm a huge Bruins fan. Obviously, I want them to win.
Marty, let me just stop you. They're a tough team that is built like you. They're balanced. They're physical. They're hardworking. They play, quote-unquote, the right way, which is why they're here. And if you don't play well, you will lose. No, I mean, what? I don't know what you know. Much more you need than that.
You know, I think there's a good team there. And I know, look, this a lot of this stuff is cliche, but I think against a team like that, they're good at protecting leads. They're comfortable at protecting leads. Yeah. So the trick is to get up on them and try to make them chase a little and open up. So because they don't want to play that way, you got to make them play a way they don't want to play. And I, to me, that is critical. And the Bruins are generally, you know, again, no secrets here. Cassidy has emphasized that. Fast starts and finish strong. And if you can make the Blues get out of their comfort zone a little, I think that can go a long way.
So, right. So, despite that layoff, first game one, period one, goal one.
I mean,
it goes a long way.
It is amazing that, like, we looked it up and the Bruins have played, what, is it 17 postseason games I think they've played? Only one of them. They've been behind after the first period.
I still don't believe that stat. Okay, we're now going to be joined by another guest. You see him on the NHL Network, Kevin Weeks. He's just sitting down here at our Star Market broadcast booth. We'll let him get the headset on so we can chat with each other. Again, we're coming to you on 98.5 The Sports Hub and NBC Sports Boston on the simulcast. We're here until 7 o'clock. We're live, baby. We're going.
What's up, everybody?
Kevin, you hear us?
Loud and clear. What's going on?
Okay, again, Kevin Weeks.
I'm here in Titletown.
NHL Network here.
On the capital T.
On the set. How are you enjoying your time at FanFest, Kevin?
It's been incredible. Yeah, thanks so much for the welcome, guys. Thank you. Yeah, it's been great. My dad and I was with my dad for a couple games during the Stanley Cup final. So this is his third time in Boston since I started broadcasting, since it's their third Stanley Cup final appearance. So we're having a blast. Yeah, we were down here earlier. Murph, I see you out there. We we had a great lunch at Hurricanes here.
Murph, 40 guys
Murph.
Out there just waiting
back. Yeah, exactly.
Back.
You're right. Since we're in Beantown,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's right near Sully. Yeah.
All right, Kevin. So you played goalie in the league, 13 years or so?
About that.
Big on the nets. What do you see from Tuukka Rask this year that maybe you hadn't seen in years past?
Well, I mean, if I go back, I'd say that for Boston, I mean, you guys stole Tuukka from my hometown city of Toronto, so that was a great trade from the outset. But I would also say in watching Tuukka now, watching and analyzing his game, he's always been elite. He's always been excellent. But I think this year, specifically in the postseason, before we even get to the postseason, I got to say that it was a masterstroke in bringing in Jaroslav Halak. Halak was great. And by bringing in Jaro Halak, that allowed Tuukka to kind of get some breathing time during the regular season. They didn't have to overextend him. And now, as a result, he looks fresh. Tuukka's fresh. His footwork is sublime. His skating, for a lot of young girls and boys that play the position, or you weekend warriors, his skating is so on point right now. His ability to go from point A to B on his feet and in control and on balance. Then he can go into the save. The one key thing for me is that same control that I just talked about. He's not flying all over the net. He's not sliding past his post. He's so controlled. He's so efficient. Economy of movement and motion. And honestly, in the Carolina series, I was saying to Rod Brindamore, who I played with, who's the Canes coach, and different players around the league, I was like, this guy, he's so dialed in. He was standing up and making saves. He looked like Andy Moog, or Reggie Lemelin for a lot of you Beast fans. So he had some throwback to him because he's so in control. When he gets to the spot on his skates, he's very patient. So I know a lot of Beast fans, and I got a lot of friends that played here, guys that work in the organization, you know, NHL fans that tune in and watch us on the NHL Network, I know that Tuukka at times has been a lightning rod, but I got to tell you, He hasn't become the all-time winningest goalie in this franchise history by accident. And I know Timmy Thomas looked like Dominic Hasek in 2011, and Tim Thomas was great here. And I know I was doing the games, and I played against both of them. But what Tuukka's doing right now is magical. It's, I think he's seventh highest save percentage right now to this point in Stanley Cup playoffs history. So he's been magical.
So given the layoff,
yeah,
does that hurt him?
You know, it's a great question. We're going to see. And here's why I like the merits of the question. Because goaltending is like golf. No, it's true. No, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not blowing it. To be real, goaltending is like golf. It's a feel-intuitive position. So you know golf, you got, for the high-end golfers, how they feel in their golf shoes, where their balance is, where their weight is, how their hands feel. Are their hands sweaty on the grip? Are they not sweaty? You know what I mean? All these different nuances that go into it. It's very similar to playing goal. I can tell you that now. So all of those things we just talked about with Tuukka, all of those were second nature to him because he was that locked in. So now that they've had the extended break, I'm curious to see how that impacts him. You know, he's obviously said publicly it wouldn't be an issue. I spoke to a bunch of guys at Media Day yesterday from both teams. Of course, the Bees told us about their plan and what they did. I'm curious to see if it does impact him, and if so, how. But I'm not sure.
Kevin Weeks, NHL Network. How do you feel about Binnington?
Guys, I got to tell you, I know Jordan Binnington from back home in Toronto. He played my old youth league, the GTHL, and he also played my old junior team, Owen Sound, which is 2.5 hours north of Toronto, northwest. Jordan Binnington, I saw, I call him Binner because that's what guys, what he goes by. I saw Binner at Madison Square Garden towards the end of the season when St. Louis played the Rangers. We got off the air, left the studio in Jersey, went to the Garden. The last time I literally saw him was at P.K. Subban's parents' barbecue in Toronto 2 years ago. I swear to God. And now I saw Binner, and I was looking into his eye, and they were sparkling. Like, I'm telling you, like, if you look into Tom Brady's, you know, there's different players. They don't have to be superstars, but they're just different players. And I saw that sparkle in Binner's eye. I couldn't believe it. And I'm going to share some of our conversation. He said, Weeksy, you know what? Thanks to the Bruins last year, they gave me an opportunity to play in Providence. Because the Blue tried to send him to the East Coast.
Sure, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And he said, I'm not going. I'm not an ECHL goal. I'm not going. And he had to wait at home until they found a place for him to play. And he went to play for my old buddy, my old Jersey Devils teammate, Jay Leach, who you know, who's coaching Providence Bruins. Leachy and the staff did a great job with him. I asked Leachy about it. He said Binner was like a class act. The guys loved playing in front of him. He was great in the net. And he also told me, he goes, they had me as a fourth, fifth goal in this depth chart in this organization. I'm going to make people notice. I'm going to make them pay. I want to be great for my team, and I want to be great for my teammates.
So he's got an attitude. He's got a
chip on his shoulder.
But it's so team focused, though. You know, like talking to all the guys yesterday, even training staff, we love Binner. We love playing in front of him. We love having him back there. It's team focused. So yes, there's a personal side because goal is an individualized position, but it's all within the framework of the team. It's an unbelievable story, and I think for a lot of our listeners that are tuned in, especially for a lot of young girls and boys, sometimes things don't go your way. And I know from having played in the AHL, I know from playing Friday night against the Providence Bruins, you want to put on a show when you're in the American League, not just for your NHL team, but for all the other teams because you're not up there. So I give Binner a lot of credit. It's a testament to his persistence and his belief in himself. I talked to different people back home that he trained with, Matt Nickel, Andy Kyoto in the offseason. They said that he was so locked in last summer and really invested in himself, and it's nice to see it paying dividends this year.
All right, Kevin, outside of the goaltending, how does St. Louis win this series if they win it?
Well, first of all, hey, listen, the Bees power play is absolutely toxic right now. It's that effective. You want to stay away. If you're the Blues, you got to play at even strength. You can't put the Bees on the power play. The Bees power play is cooking at 34, almost 35%. That's unheard of, especially in the playoffs. So, number one, St. Louis has to play even up. They got to play even strength. Number two, they got to manage the puck. I just talked to Ryan O'Reilly, who's going to be going that head-to-head matchup against Patrice Bergeron. And Ryan just said, I asked him, I said, one key. He goes, Weeksy, we got to have short shifts, especially playing at Boston. The way the fans are going to be, we don't have last change. We got to make sure that those controllable parts of the game are important. I would also add for the Blues, puck management. This Bruins team can absolutely maim you. They can maul you if you turn the puck over. And the Blues are going to have to do a good job of managing the puck and playing the cycle game in the Bruins' defensive zone if they want to have a shot and give themselves the best shot.
Kevin, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for having me on, guys. Thank you.
Folks,
thanks all
there,
you Bees fans.
We got Kevin Weeks on the NHL Network. NHL Tonight, you're doing pre and post before every game, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, doing pre and post before every game. We'll be live 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern. And I got to go up to the broadcast booth and call the game with Steve Mears. He's on play-by-play. I'm on color for the NHL International broadcast. 165 countries.
You going to St. Louis, too?
Of course. Come on now.
All right. We'll
can we get security in here? Yeah. What's going on?
We'll see you in St. Louis, too.
Thank you so much.
Kevin, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thanks, fellas. And, hey, thanks. Hey, before we go, a special shout-out to all the men and women in uniform.
There you
all
go.
The men in uniform in the armed forces. Thank you so much for your service, your sacrifice, your bravery, and also protecting our way of life. Thank you for all those that have served and do serve. Thank you.
All right, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank Kevin, thanks a lot.
Here comes an update with Murray. Then your call, 617-779-0985.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals, and we're at the Boston Sports Grill from the Star Market booth, sponsored by Bud Light. It's Felger and Mass on the only place for the local call of the game, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time to learn to hate the Blues.
Who the hell are these guys?
It's time to learn to hate the Blues.
St. Louis sucks.
It's time to learn to hate the Blues.
Let's go.
I don't know nothing about the Blues, brother. I need reasons to hate them.
Okay, how about this guy they got? Ivan Barbashev. I bet that's Russian for barbershop. What's he up to? He trying to score goals? Or is he trying to cut guys' hair out there?
Oh, I already hate him. I bet he's going to try to give Bergeron a boys' regular.
Or like a crew cut for pasta. He better not go near pasta.
Yeah, f*** the Blues, and we want the cup.
All right, first in the series. There's more of those, right? Or is that
One a day.
Love it.
Oh, they No. We've got plenty where that came from.
Increasingly more stupid.
Right. Look forward to it. We do that every year for the Super Bowl, might as well for the St. Louis Blues, who are truly a team you got to get to know a little bit.
Oh, gosh. Like, again, they're just one of those teams that...
Schwartz, you know, it's... And they're all good players, I'm not telling you. It's just, it's hockey, so it's harder to keep track. Shen, Schwartz, Steen... You know, good luck
Sundqvist.
With that. Right. Sundqvist, Barbashev. Maroon, you'll know because he's freaking giant. Robert Thomas. You know, he's a good young player.
So, like, Sammy Blaze.
But Robert Thomas?
I don't know. Like, I can tell you nothing about Sammy Blaze. Hey. So I have no idea. I mean, I think he's a pretty good player, right? He plays on the second line with O'Reilly.
Sounds like a wrestler.
Yeah, Sammy Blaze.
Slinging Sammy.
Hey, what's up, baby? Sammy Blaze here.
So... We'll get to learn them as we go forward. We're going till 7 o'clock, folks. 7 o'clock. Give you a bonus hour here of Felger and Maserati. We'll be joined by more guests. So if you want to jump in, I would do it now because we'll have more guests starting at the 6 o'clock hour. So if you want to jump in, do it now at 617-779-0985. Mike and Groton, what do you got for us, Mike?
Hey, guys. Felger, I just remember back in 2013 when you were looking forward to, like, Lucic and Bickle kind of clashing. It ended up being, like, kind of Char and Bickle, but I just want to get your opinion on, like, which two are going to be kind of clashing. I think DeBrusque is going to get in with someone, not because he's, like, a dirty player, but he just plays hard, and I feel like he's going to get under the skin of someone else. And I can also see Schwartz kind of being, like, the Packers sharp kind of
okay, so, I mean, that's a great it's a great question. Is it against someone on their decor? You know, is it Marchand going up against Parayko? I mean, talk about... Like, that's going to be an interesting matchup. I think they're on the same side. I think Parayko plays on the right side, if I'm not mistaken. I think he plays on the right side, and Marchand obviously comes down the left offensively. So that's his corner. Parayko, 6'6", 2-something, massive, massive man. Marchand, little pissant.
See, I think that's a great matchup for the Bruins because Marchand's hard to hit. He's just so little and shifty and squirmy. Like, you know, and look, Marchand's not soft. You get some grit,
obviously on top of it, but he's so low to the ice. Like, how does a guy like Parayko get down there, right? Like, I think that's a tough matchup for Parayko. In the same way that you would say a smaller, shiftier forward's tough on Chara. The same kind of thing. So, you know, this to me is sort of one of the fascinating things about the series is even Johansson, who I think is listed as 6'1".
Plays so much smaller.
He does, though, right? And Bergeron, I think, is listed as 6'1". But Bergeron doesn't play 6'1". He plays smaller than that. And so I think that those matchups in that end ultimately will help decide whether the Bruins, you know, that there's a fascinating contrast there. And then I think you have the same thing at the other end with Grizzlick, with Krug, even Clifton. You know, Clifton's 180 pounds for crying out loud. So, you know, there's some smaller D back there that for the Bruins, they're going to have their hands full.
So, you know what? And I should have done this. I had all weekend to do it, and I didn't. But we're going to endeavor for the next game. Be it the individual matchup, I've been talking about it for over a week. Ryan O'Reilly, Patrice Bergeron. I want to go back and look at some of those games head-to-head. You know, where O'Reilly was in the face-off circle against Bergeron, where Ryan O'Reilly was statistically. In my mind's eye, Ryan O'Reilly always matched up really well with Bergeron, always gave him fits. And that's one, that's, you know, I keep asking our guests, how do you think the coaches are going to play it? Is Berube, Craig Berube, the coach there in St. Louis, going to be running O'Reilly out after Patrice Bergeron? Is Berube going to try and dictate that matchup? Is Cassie going to run from that matchup? Is Cassie going to run Bergeron off the ice and try and get Bergeron up against that first offensive line for St. Louis, which is, I think, a better matchup for Patrice Bergeron, the Braden Schenn line? So that, I just want to see that. We got into some of that with in that Leaf series, right, where it was Tavares and Bergeron. And there were games there that Tavares got the better of Bergeron.
Particularly at the beginning of the series.
Absolutely, in the beginning of the series. Tavares was winning that matchup. And Cassie said, we're not going to run from it. We like our players, and eventually they're going to come through because they're better players.
And he was right.
And eventually he was right. Took 7 freaking excruciating games. But
early on, that was a concern, though.
Right?
Yeah.
And this is, O'Reilly is not as offensively gifted as Tavares, but he's better defensively, and he's even better in the faceoff circle. So watch that one. Let's grab Kristen in Southboro. She's up next on Felger and Maz here on Memorial Day. Hi, Kristen. Kristen?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Kristen. Okay, Kristen, you can call us back. You know the number. If it's too late to add that to your reel there, Jimmy. Anthony in Medford. Hi, Anthony.
What's up, Mike? Mike, it's going to have to come down to the Bruins' top two lines and the goaltending. It's funny how the Herald, Mike, you see the Herald today, they have the Bruins picked in every department, which I find crazy.
They got every check mark,
including defense. When I see Conroy, I'm going to strangle him.
So hold on. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, Mike, you got to give that a little bit edge to the Blues. I mean, I guess Dunn ain't playing, and he's their smallest defenseman I mentioned last week. They're all monsters. You know, that's why I think Coyle and Johansson, you were saying that they might not get the top guys, but even their second, Gunnarsson and Edmondson, they're still monsters, too. All of them are, like Matt said.
They're all big, but that third pairing is not great. So I still expect the third line to get some opportunities against the third pair and be able to do something. You saw the Herald as well with the check mark in every department for the Bruins, and it made you want to puke yourself.
Yeah, so look, Steve Conroy wrote it, and you know Steve as well as I do.
Yep.
I mean, again, we were all sort of groomed in the same machinery.
Cohorts.
So what the hell happened to Conroy? Where's the negativity? Holy crap, Steve. When I see him, I'm going to grab him by the short collar and say, the Blues defense?
What happened to you, man?
Exactly. Like, how come the poison didn't soak into you? What the hell happened to you? How do you... So, look, you want to tell me you think the Bruins forwards are deeper? Fine. You want to tell me you think that the Bruins have better goaltending? Fine. There's no way you can tell me the Bruins have a better defense core, top to bottom, than the Blues do. So now you want to say that you like the Bruins' first pairing better, or you like Carlo and McAvoy? Fine. But I think the D is the strength of that Blues team. That's all. And I think that is, I would say, fairly, what's the right word I'm looking for?
Consensus.
Yeah, consensus choice. Exactly. Thank you. And so I was surprised by that. And I think everybody is getting sucked into this whole Bruins are the better team thing. Like Kevin Paul DuPont of the Globe said when he was here, everybody in town's got the Bruins in three. can we not get stupid about it? So I just think when you really look at that Blues roster, man, there are some good players there.
Yeah, but I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, based off that stupid bit I did that we came back with, it's the anonymity of the Blues. Like, you really, I mean, I don't think you're
most fans really know much about this team other than Tarasenko and Binnington because he's become a household name in the last few months.
I mean, Tarasenko has basically been a 35-goal scorer.
He's a stud.
For 6 years in a row.
He's a stud.
He's like Marchand 6 years in a row. Like, that guy is an elite offensive player in the
yes,
league.
He
he's
is.
A 35-40-goal scorer pretty much every year.
Bad man.
And he scored a goal in the last game against San Jose. You know, I thought...
Put it in the mail slot over his right shoulder.
He did, and I thought Jones could have had it. I'm not a big Martin Jones
But what's
guy.
Your point?
It was a freaking dart. It was a blow dart.
He's good.
Man, he can shoot the puck. And so, like, you know, I just think there's this... There's this thing about writing off the Blues here in this series that I think is way wrong.
Not going to happen here on Felger and Maz, which I think you already know. Final word comes your way next, but we have an hour to go. It's not the final word. It's just small F final word because we're going till 7 o'clock here tonight on the program. Stick around.
From the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill, sponsored by Bud Light, Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Go for the guaranteed lowest prices on tires. Go to Town Fair Tire because nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Two pieces of sound to get to in the final word today before we get to the extended hour of Felger and Maz. It being Memorial Day and everyone around wanting the cup, that means we had a run of liquored up terrible colors
today. You got that right. Flying Fort Lauderdale, what do you think?
I think minimum this series is going to go in five, but... The way St. Louis has been playing, I wouldn't be surprised if we went to seven.
And that's it? That's your call?
Yes, sir.
Okay, babe. Wouldn't be surprised if it goes seven.
Good talk.
Thanks for the heads up.
Feel free to bring a little bit more than that if you want, folks. Dennis.
Yeah, I think it's going maybe 6 or 7.
Keep an eye on it.
You can.
Andrew in the car. You're on the air, Andrew.
That's fine.
You can do a good piece.
Andrew!
Like Marshawn, lick somebody in the face.
Oh, my God.
Get ready for it. We're going to get a lot of that.
3-day weekend. People starting early.
Seriously, is out, right? Temperatures went up a little. Murray's going to get ugly.
Tremendous. Tony in Providence. Hi, Tony.
Hey, everybody. Going to be a big one tonight. Maz, with the... oh, geez.
We're in a roll, man.
It's okay. It's okay.
I mean, can't you feel the anticipation building in him? Right. He's been waiting 11 days for that.
John in Providence. He's up next with Felger and Maz from the Fan Fest on Canal Street. Yes, John.
Hey. Hi. I want to make two takes.
First, I want to say I think Tuukka Rask needs to our scoring. That's what's going to be a key of this series, in my opinion.
And okay, also want to say, let's go, Brian! Woo!
Okay, John. That's what it was like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hi, you guys doing? Yeah, I'm happy the game's finally here.
We also got this. This was started from a caller, I believe. Felger does not care about your sports fandom, especially when it's in St. Louis.
Eric in Tennessee, your thoughts?
Those people are nuts about that team. So
that the guy that called about the billboards and stuff. Don't worry about that because they're totally into that team. That whole city.
There's a ton of new people that in that city that are just new to hockey. Never had a chance to see it be played like this.
Okay, I'm going to stop you. I just file under. I don't care. I don't.
No, I know. Neither do
I. I mean, I don't care.
I mean, what difference does it
What does it matter? What do you care? Whether it's a good hockey market or not. What does it matter at this point?
Well, because you know, people get. They don't deserve it. They're not real fans.
Shut up. Because they treat it as fans versus fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to go to the Cods game, but it got rained out. So I went to FanFest.
I can give two poops. What does it matter? You know, I hate to break it to you. This, you know, the football market here is pretty nouveau. You are new money. You are new, trashy, fake boom money when it comes to football fandom. Okay? You're not a great football market. You've become one because the team is so good.
Nouveau riche.
You are nouveau riche, baby. So, like, but what does that matter? Does that mean you don't care? Does that mean you don't watch? Does that mean you don't go? William, what does that mean? The Garden can get quiet. Gillette Stadium is quiet. What does that mean? Does that mean we're bad fans? Does that mean we don't care? That's not my sense of it, sitting where I'm sitting. Okay? So I don't care if there's banners. I don't care about that. Why do fans want to tell me about St. Louis as a hockey market? Who cares?
Yeah, because, Felga, we're better fans than they are.
That's exactly. I mean, maybe you are. Maybe you're not. Does that matter? Yeah, I just, you know, I just want to talk about who wins and who loses and who screwed up and why. That's really what I want to do.
Yeah, the Red Sox are better fans than a lot of markets. They didn't win jack squat for how many decades? It doesn't mean anything.
Bob Beers, one of the voices of the Bruins, standing by. We'll talk to him in 90 seconds. No commercial interruption, just an update. Then we get Beersy. Don't go anywhere.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.